What are cryptocurrency wallets and how do they work? As we always discuss together on the channel, it is extremely important to protect our digital asset investments by completely owning and controlling them using our own cold storage hardware wallets. However, besides finally deciding to take the plunge, opening up an account with a crypto exchange, and buying our first cryptocurrency, many people find the idea of setting up their own cryptocurrency wallets and transferring their crypto to it incredibly daunting. Public keys, private keys, wallet addresses, seed phrases, secret phrases, blockchain, on-chain, off-chain, gas fees, transaction fees, different networks like Bitcoin versus Ethereum versus Solana. This new speculative tech is riddled with confusing jargon for newcomers, and although it's a great sign that we are extremely early adopters of revolutionary tech with likely insane upside potential, it does take a fairly large investment of time and energy to wrap our heads around how it works. And lucky for us, by the end of this video, and for some, maybe after watching it a few times over, we will experience that eureka moment where we finally understand how crypto wallets work. We are going to break down some important information about cryptocurrency wallets into simple and easy to understand concept together. Our goal by the end of this video is that we feel more comfortable transferring our cryptocurrency off of exchanges into our own cryptocurrency wallets for safekeeping, and also explore different ways we can put our new knowledge into practice by doing small transactions between exchanges and wallets, transferring crypto between different wallets we own. Also, we are more confident and prepared for likely the last once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to invest as an early adopter in cryptocurrency and blockchain technology to achieve generational wealth. Because big traditional financial players are getting in under the radar, the mainstream media has been misinforming the public about crypto since its inception. So when the tides inevitably turn and tons of money starts flooding into this new small asset class, we need to make sure we are in a position to reap the rewards of taking the time to watch videos like this, learning new complex things, practicing using new complex tech, so in the end, we will have truly earned the potential life-changing gains over the next 18 to 24 months by putting in the time, being brave and taking on risk, and being part of something bigger than us, something that will help us build a better future together. Amazing. So what is a cryptocurrency wallet? When we hear the word wallet, we immediately think of the pocket or purse accessories that hold our cash, IDs, credit, and debit cards. However, unlike cash, digital currencies are not stored in a specific location and do not exist in physical form. Instead, cryptocurrencies, account balances, and transactions exist on computers, a network of computers using a blockchain or similar technological foundation. So what is blockchain? Blockchain is just a fancy term that describes a running ledger of transactions. Without losing sight of this video, if you would like to learn more about blockchain and why it was developed, you can check out my video guide for beginners by clicking on the link above. Nice. Back to wallets. A cryptocurrency wallet has software that creates and stores your private and public keys, interacts with the blockchain, monitors your cryptocurrency balances, and allows you to send and receive digital assets. So to send, receive, store, and monitor your cryptocurrency balances and other digital assets like NFTs, you need to use a cryptocurrency wallet. And what's funny is we shouldn't really use the word wallet when talking about crypto, because a wallet in the traditional sense makes us think of our cash actually physically inside of our wallet, or our credit cards actually inside of our wallet, while a cryptocurrency wallet is more accurately a key to access our funds. Because our cryptocurrencies and digital assets are not actually inside of our wallets, they are on the blockchain, which is a running ledger of transactions distributed all around the world. So in reality, our crypto is basically assigned to our wallet's private key, and our wallet gives us access to the crypto and the ability to view our balances, send and receive crypto, stake it, interact with smart contracts, etc. Awesome. Hello, I'm CryptoKC, and in this video, we are going to explore how cryptocurrency wallets work, the different types of cryptocurrency wallets available on the market, and why it's important to use multiple cryptocurrency wallets to diversify the risks associated with investing in new speculative technology. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, iTrust Capital, Malwarebytes, and Tangent Wallet. Trade cryptocurrencies tax-free within your own individual retirement account or IRA with iTrust Capital. If you do not use any form of malware protection on your computer or devices, you are literally insane. So get a free malware scan today with Malwarebytes, who is also offering us a nice discount for the protection products and services, and invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet, like Tangent Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest hardware wallet to set up and use on the market right now, while also being the most cost-effective. like starting at around $44 using the link below with a special discount for us. Note that since the Ledger fiasco, Tantrum has been swamped, so orders have been backed up for a few weeks. So pre-order one to get your spot in line for the next batch of wallets. Scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. So how do cryptocurrency wallets work? We are going to go through a very simplified analogy to help us wrap our heads around how cryptocurrency wallets work together. Please note, this is not exactly how the technology works, it's just an analogy. So, a simplified way to understand how cryptocurrency wallets work is to consider how your traditional online banking applications work. Imagine your bank is the blockchain, your bank account number is the public key, your crypto wallet is your online banking app, and your online banking app login credentials are your private key. So your bank records and tracks all the transactions going to and from your bank account, just like the blockchain records and tracks all the transactions going to and from your public key. Using your online banking app, you are able to check the balance of your bank account and send or receive transactions, just like a cryptocurrency wallet allows you to check your balances and send or receive crypto. However, in order to log in to your online banking app, you need to first type in your username and password, which is like using your private key to access your cryptocurrency wallet. A public key is similar to your bank account number, in that if you provide anyone with your bank account number, they can send you funds. Keep in mind that public keys are also commonly known as wallet addresses. However, having your bank account number alone would not allow someone to take funds from your account. This is also how a public key works. People can send cryptocurrency to you using your public key or public wallet address, but they cannot take funds from you using your public key. On the flip side, giving your online banking app login credentials to someone would allow them to send funds from your bank account to somewhere else. This is similar to a private key. If you give someone your private key, they can access your cryptocurrency and send it somewhere else. Unlike traditional banking, if you give away your private key and your funds go missing, you will likely not be able to recover them. This is why it's so important to keep your private key private. And before sending and receiving cryptocurrency, you must first make sure you are sending the same type of currency to a wallet address or public key that supports that particular cryptocurrency. For example, you can only send Bitcoin to Bitcoin addresses, and you can only receive Ether from Ether addresses. And the simplest way to understand why Bitcoin addresses only work with Bitcoin, Ether only works on Ethereum, Solana only works on Solana, etc., is to think of them like software applications on Mac versus PC versus Linux, or like Apple versus Android. So they are just different tech foundations using different code, which is why Apple apps can't be installed on Android devices. There has to be an Android version of the app to be supported on Android. Cool. So if you have another person's public key or address, you can easily send them some corresponding cryptocurrency and vice versa. And when cryptocurrencies are sent or received, no actual physical or digital exchange occurs between the wallets. Remember, cryptocurrency wallets interact with the blockchain, and the blockchain is where all cryptocurrency transactions are logged, and it's also where balances are tracked. So just to recap, a cryptocurrency wallet has software that interacts with the blockchain, stores your public and private keys, monitors your cryptocurrency balances, and allows you to send and receive cryptocurrency. Nice. What are the different types of cryptocurrency wallets? There are many different types of cryptocurrency wallets to choose from, and each of them have their own pros and cons. Let's break down crypto wallets into two categories, hot and cold. A hot wallet creates and stores your private keys online, while cold wallets create and store your private keys offline. So examples of hot wallets include desktop or mobile app software. These wallets operate on your computers and cell phones, which are connected to the internet. So when you set up these wallets, your private key is generated on a hot device, which just means it's connected to the internet, which could be more vulnerable to being compromised, especially with AI, scamming tactics becoming more sophisticated, etc. However, by far the least secure way to store large investments in cryptocurrency for the long term is on an exchange. Why? Well, first of all, it's online, therefore hot, therefore more vulnerable to hacks. And on top of it, cryptocurrency exchanges are huge targets for hackers, since obviously there's a ton of potential crypto that can be stolen. With any wallet we manage on our own, A hacker has no idea how much potential funds there are to steal, while crypto exchanges are a guaranteed goldmine of sorts. And second of all, due to lack of transparency and regulation, there is an artificial supply of crypto meeting real demand. Because exchanges lend out crypto you stake infinitely between other people on exchanges, which basically means that one Ether you are looking at on your account could also be the same Ether five other people on the exchange are looking at. Meaning, cryptocurrency exchanges don't actually have all the crypto backed one-to-one for all of their customers. So if there was a massive run on exchanges where everyone wanted to move their Bitcoin and Ether to their own wallet, there would not be enough to go around. Like we saw with FTX, there are also some bad players out there gambling with our funds we leave on the exchange and can go bust. And third of all, as we see with Coinbase, regulatory bodies like the SEC can go after them, sue them, demonetize them by forcing them to delist a significant amount of crypto, which would destroy their profits, which puts them at risk of going under. As we've discussed at length on the channel, exchanges need to be used as a tool to exchange fiat for crypto, crypto for crypto, and crypto to fiat, not for storing crypto investments. We need to be transferring any crypto we want to exchange to them, and when we are done, transferring our crypto back to our own wallets. Sweet. Now let's learn about the safest, most ideal way to store significant amounts of cryptocurrency for the long term: cold wallets. Cold wallets are also known as hardware wallets. Hardware wallets are designed to safely create and store your private key offline. And when sending, receiving, or managing funds, you will need to use the hardware wallet device and go through more security steps in general, which makes your funds less vulnerable to theft. By creating and storing private keys with hardware wallets, your funds are safer from hackers and other potential security issues that hot software wallets are more likely to experience. So storing your cryptocurrency on a hardware wallet is the safest, most secure way to manage your funds. So if you scroll down to the description area below, you can access the correct and official sites of my recommended hardware wallets. Note, there are two important things you need to know about buying a hardware wallet. First, only buy hardware wallets from the real manufacturer. Do not buy used hardware wallets and do not buy them from other companies or individuals. This is because hackers may buy a hardware wallet, tamper with the software, and resell the hacked device to steal your funds. And second, as with all crypto-related activities, make sure you double and triple check the URL you are accessing to buy the hardware wallet. Make sure the address is correct and that it has an SSL or Secure Sockets layer, which uses the HTTPS protocol instead of HTTP. There are a ton of phishing scams online that will pretend to be the real website you intend to access. And if you access a fake website, you may lose your funds or receive a hacked wallet. So again, if you're interested in my recommendations, using the links below gets you where you want to go safely, all while supporting the channel. Since Ledger's announcement of their Recover Services software update to their devices, Tangent Wallet, an alternative that never reveals our private key or seed to anyone, has been blowing up. Like I said, there is a wait for the next batch of wallets, so make sure to get your spot online earlier rather than later. It looks like a credit card, uses the highest standard of security among crypto wallets, known as EAL6+, which is a level of protection used by NASA and in passports. The source code for Tangent's mobile app is all open and available for review on their GitHub, which is important for full transparency to ensure there are no backdoors built in and that funds can be accessed if the company shut down for any reason. Instead of a seed phrase as the only way to back up our crypto wallets, backup copies of the wallet are created and used on other Tangent cards that we encrypt with our own unique access code we create for each card. Also note, the pricing for this cryptocurrency hardware device is much cheaper and affordable than other ones, starting at just over $40 with free shipping using our promo code. This is a plus for any beginners just getting started or anyone who is looking to onboard friends and family into crypto with a simple, easy-to-use, secure self-custody wallet. So scroll down and use the link below to access Tangent's correct and official site, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Cool. And we can check out this step-by-step Tangent Wallet setup guide to get a better idea about how Tangent Wallet creates and protects our private keys differently than Ledger, Trezor, and other wallets that use seed phrases by clicking on the link above. Since the vast majority of cryptocurrency wallets use seed phrases to back up our wallets and access our funds at large, while we wait for the next batch of Tangent Wallets or wait for whatever hardware wallet we've chosen to go with, like Ledger, Trezor, or BC Vault, to arrive, let's create our own hot wallet together using a mobile app called Trust Wallet and transfer some crypto to it. Get ready. We are about to have the Eureka moment we've all been waiting for, about what happens if your phone dies or if your hardware wallet breaks or if it's stolen, etc., when it uses a seed phrase as backups. Let's hit it. How to set up your own crypto wallet. In this video, we are going to set up the Trust Wallet together on our mobile device, step by step. Open the App Store on your phone and type in Trust Wallet and click Download and Install it. Then open the app. Tap on Create New Wallet. Tap to check the box agreeing to the terms of service. Next, we are going to create a passcode to add an extra layer of security when using the app. Then confirm the passcode by entering it again. And now we are going to back up our secret phrase, which is the master key to your wallet, and anyone that has it can access your crypto, so never share it. Which is why I recommend backing it up manually versus to your iCloud, as it could pose more vulnerabilities if your iCloud is compromised. So we are going to tap backup manually. On the next screen, the app gives us more information stating, this secret phrase is the master key to your wallet. Tap on all checkboxes to confirm that you understand the importance of your seed phrase. Tap the first box that reads, if I lose my secret phrase, my funds will be lost forever. Tap the second box that reads, if I expose or share my secret phrase to anyone, my funds can get stolen. And tap the third box that reads, Trust Wallet Support will never reach out to ask for it. Then tap Continue. And here are the 12 words you need to write down in order and secure to protect any crypto you send to it. After these next few steps, it will become clear how our crypto is on the blockchain and how private keys or recovery phrases are merely keys to access our funds that are on the blockchain, and how anyone with these words can steal all of your funds if you do not properly secure these words. These 12 words are the keys to your wallet. Literally, by memorizing these 12 words, you can carry access to hundreds and thousands, millions and billions of dollars worth of crypto right here in your brain. Stay tuned for the end of this video when I show you how I can gain access to your funds using these 12 words anytime and anywhere, regardless of whether you lose this particular phone or not. It's for this reason I do not recommend backing this phrase up to iCloud, which is something that could also be hacked. I don't recommend ever storing your wallet private key on any device connected to the internet, password manager, or similar. So don't take a screenshot of it or picture. The best way is using good old-fashioned pen and paper for now, securing it in multiple geographical locations in case of a fire, flood, or similar. In this video, we are just doing a simple short-term solution for storing our own crypto together to get it off of exchanges until we can get a hardware wallet. So for now, like I said, I recommend writing your secret phrase down on paper and storing it somewhere extremely secure, like a safe, or inconspicuous, like in your house, in a book, on a shelf, or similar. Cool. Next, we need to verify the secret phrase by tapping the words to put them next to each other in the correct order. And we are done. We have officially created our very own self-custody crypto wallet, where we can completely own and control our digital assets. Using the Trust Wallet, we can buy crypto, deposit, and store our NFTs, and deposit crypto. Tap Deposit Now. Let's say we have some Ether we can send to our new Trust Wallet. Tap Ethereum, and from here, we can scan the QR code or copy the address. For our first example to show you how easy it is to use Tangent Wallet, we are going to send some Ether from Tangent Wallet to Trust Wallet. So I'm going to tap the copy button to copy our Trust Ether address. Then I'm going to open Tangent's mobile app and tap scan card. Then using my physical Tangent hardware wallet card, I'm going to tap it to my phone. Then enter my access code, then tap the card again. And here we are at our Tangent wallet dashboard. I'm going to tap Ethereum, tap send, paste the Ether Trust wallet address into the address field. Enter $100 worth of Ether. Looks like the network fee to process the transaction is about $2. Make sure everything looks good, then tap send. To verify the transaction, I'm going to enter my access code again, tap my Tangent card to my phone, and success! The transaction has been signed and sent to the blockchain. So now, if we open our Trust Wallet app, enter our passcode, here, almost instantly on the Trust Wallet dashboard, we see the $100 worth of Ether has arrived. Amazing. Next, here comes the part that will probably be a lot easier than you think. Transferring your crypto from the exchange to your new self-custody mobile wallet. For simplicity, I'm going to assume your crypto is on Coinbase in this guide. However, no matter which exchange you use, you should be able to log in, choose a send function, and follow similar steps to move your crypto. On your computer or phone, log into your exchange, In this guide, I'm accessing the Coinbase Exchange app on a mobile device. On the Coinbase mobile app dashboard, tap Send. Let's say we want to send Bitcoin from the exchange to our Trust wallet. So tap Bitcoin, and on the Trust app, tap Bitcoin to see the QR code or copy the address. In this video, we are scanning the QR code like so. Then tap Continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin to send. I always recommend that beginners and seasoned crypto investors alike send a small amount to a new wallet first to make sure everything goes smoothly before sending large amounts. In this video, we are going to send $100 worth. Tap Preview. Make sure everything looks good. The fee will be about 73 cents. It'll take about 30 minutes to complete the transfer. Tap Send Now. If you have 2FA set up, enter the 6-digit code from your authenticator app, and it's been successfully sent. Tap Done. And we can see after a few minutes, the Bitcoin has arrived to our Trust wallet. Brilliant. Here we are. We now are in complete control of our Bitcoin and Ether, where it's stored on the blockchain, and we are the only ones with keys to access it, rather than it merely being an amorphous pool of Bitcoin controlled by the exchange. So secure your secret phrase and repeat these steps to transfer all of your cryptocurrency on exchanges you're looking to hold for the long term to your new mobile wallet. That is, until your hardware wallet arrives. Now for the Eureka, oh my god, I finally get it moment as it relates to secret phrases and access to our crypto. Let's just say I come across your 12 words, and just your 12 words. Not your phone, not your address, or passwords, or anything that has any connection with you to it at all. If I found a piece of paper in the middle of the street with these 12 words, and I wanted to take your crypto, this is how it can be done. You can pretty much use almost any other mobile crypto wallet app to do this quickly. In this example, I'm going to download another crypto mobile app called Exodus. Next, I'm going to open the app, but instead of choosing to create a wallet, I'm going to select I have a wallet. And on the Restore Wallet screen, I'm going to select Secret Phrase and start typing in the 12 words on this paper I randomly found on the street. Note that wallets like Ledger and Trezor create 24 words, and you can do the same exact thing. If I found your 24-word Ledger private key, I can do the same exact thing and take all of your funds. Cool. Okay, so all 12 words are entered, and now I'm going to tap Continue and restart to restore this wallet. After a minute or so, we've been notified that the restore was successful, and voila, here is the $100 of Bitcoin and $100 of Ether we sent to our new Trust wallet. But since we didn't secure our 12 words, I was able to download another crypto wallet app and restore access to it using just the 12 words. From here, I can easily send the funds elsewhere to another wallet I control and you do not, effectively stealing all of your crypto and digital assets. That fast and that simple. Check it out. Here's the Bitcoin, and it's gone. And here's the Ether, and it's also gone. The next time we open our Trust wallet we set up but did not secure properly, we can see our balance is zero. That's why it's so important to guard your private key recovery phrase, 12 or 24 words, whatever you've got, and to consider getting a hardware wallet that generates a private key offline and stores it offline for maximum security. Or we can also consider different wallets that do not use seed phrases that can easily be stolen, or in some cases, we can be socially engineered or tricked by scammers that pretend to be Ledger or similar and try to have us type in our seed phrases into a fake website, or by having us text them or email them our seed phrase. Then, by similar steps we just went through, using the words to drain your wallet. Wallets that use alternative ways to secure our crypto wallet private keys are BC Vault and Tangent Wallet. For example, with the Tangent Wallet, the private keys are actually never exposed to anyone ever. So if I found your Tangent wallet randomly on the street and downloaded the Tangent wallet app and scanned the card, the requirement of an access code prevents me from accessing your crypto and sending it elsewhere to steal it. At the end of the day, with this new speculative technology, it's important to diversify where we store our crypto long-term by using several different types of wallets so we don't experience a total loss if something happened to Ledger versus Trust wallet versus BC Vault or Tangent. So be sure to scroll down and use links below to access the correct official sites for any wallets you're interested in using to secure your crypto investments. Awesome. If you would like to watch a step-by-step video guide all about Tangent Wallet, check out this video. If you would like to learn about more tools like Tangent Wallet, we can add to our DeFi toolkit before Wall Street and the government tries to restrict our access to crypto, check out this video. And to get your spot in line for a Tangent Wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.